This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli warplanes hammered the Gaza Strip neighborhood by neighborhood on Tuesday, reducing buildings to rubble and sending people scrambling to find safety in the tiny sealed-off territory, now suffering severe retaliation for the deadly weekend attack by Hamas militants. Aid groups warn that supplies were running out of hospitals, overwhelmed by the wounded. The war has already claimed more than 1,800 lives on both sides. Israeli soldiers went house to house on Tuesday to take away bodies in one of the areas hardest hit when Hamas militants attacked Israel on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Reuters and foreign media were given a tour by the Israeli Defense Forces. Major General Itai Verev describes what they found once they had control.
You see the babies, the mother, the fathers in the bedrooms, in the protection rooms, and how the terrorists kill them. It's not a war. It's not a battlefield. It's a massacre. It's a terror activity. So you can look it about on yourself. It's something that I never saw in my life.
Bodies of villagers and gunmen lie scattered throughout the neighborhood, with houses and vehicles destroyed.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Israel has the right to defend itself, but some of its decisions would breach international law, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell told reporters on Tuesday. In response to the attack on Israel by Palestinian militant group Hamas, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said on Monday no electricity, food, water, or fuel would be allowed into Gaza.
Israel has the right to defend, but it has to be done accordingly with international law.
This is VOA News. On October 15th, Polish voters go to the polls. One of two main political forces, the Law and Justice Party or the Civic Coalition, will likely have to form a coalition to govern Poland, the largest post-communist EU and NATO member and a critical supporter of Ukraine and its defense against Russia's invasion. Miroslava Gengadze reports from Warsaw.
Candidates from all political parties are actively campaigning to rally supporters. Among them is Adam Bodnar, a human rights lawyer and former Polish ombudsman.
They are basically about future of Poland. Okay, either we are a democratic country or we are going further into some kind of authoritarian direction.
Another significant factor in this election is Poland's aging population. Its 10 million pensioners make up about one quarter of the population. It's also the ruling Law and Justice Party's main electorate. Borislava Gongadze, VOA News, Warsaw, Poland.
Russia accused the United States on Tuesday of carrying out preparations at its nuclear test site in the state of Nevada, but said that Moscow would not restart its own nuclear testing program unless Washington did. Russia's deputy foreign minister made the charge as its lower house of parliament urgently studies how to revoke Moscow's ratification of a landmark treaty banning nuclear tests, and as tensions with the West are at their highest level since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. A U.S. State Department spokesperson rejected the allegation. Former U.S. President Donald Trump acknowledged in a document now evidence in his fraud trial the size of his Trump Tower penthouse was a lot less than he later claimed. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Evidence shown at Donald Trump's New York civil fraud trial shows that he signed a 1994 document giving the true size of his Trump Tower penthouse at just under 11,000 square feet. It was listed later as 30,000 square feet on his financial statements that were given to banks, insurers, and others to make deals and secure loans. The evidence appeared in an email attachment shown during testimony from Alan Weisselberg, the former finance chief of Trump's company. The state attorney general's lawsuit alleges that Weisselberg engineered Trump's financial statements to meet his demands. Trump denies any wrongdoing. Julie Walker, New York.
Two balloon pilots from Poland who were competing in the prestigious Gordon Bennett Cup long-distance race were recovering Tuesday from burns, broken bones, and other injuries after their hydrogen-filled balloon struck a high-voltage power line over the U.S. state of Texas and exploded before falling to the ground. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.